Good morning, everyone. I think we've got as many people in as we're going to get now. And I think we do have some people out in solid ground. So good morning to you too, whichever one of the cameras is shining out there. We trust that though you're in the cafe, you'll still know God's presence, as we all will know God's presence today as we come to worship God today in our annual enrollment service for the Boys Brigade. So boys, you're all very fine and well looking this morning. You all know what you're going to say, don't you? Yeah, you all know what you're going to do and when you're going to do it. Excellent, that's good. If you're visiting with us this morning, you'll be very welcome to come and join us after the service for a cup of tea, a cup of coffee and a biscuit, round and solid ground. We like to stay and have a bit of fellowship there after the service is over. At the end of the service, when we sing the national anthem, if we all sit down after that, the boys are all going to go out through this door and up to the hall upstairs. So if you've got a child here, please take them home with you and you will find them in the hall upstairs. So all the boys will go up there and the officers will take them to the hall upstairs. If you want to collect them there, that'll be great. After the service this morning too, could I ask the members of the prayer ministry team who are here this morning to meet me in the quiet room immediately after the service? I'll not be hanging around too much today. I have to head off after the service, but I do want to spend a few minutes with our prayer ministry team after the service this morning. We had a really good day here yesterday. We had a car wash and a breakfast for MS, for multiple sclerosis. And the amount that has been raised so far, which has gone up since I was first told it this morning, I have a figure that I've written down, and now there's another figure in the pulpit here. So the figure now at the minute is £1,186. So that's... that's a tremendous amount of money, and that will be well used and is really needed in the work that's done to help try and find why this happens to certain people and how they can treat it. So I want to say a big thank you to Lynn, who has organized it. And Lynn, thank you very much. And for everyone else who helped out, for all the car washers, for all the breakfast makers and all the breakfast eaters, and everyone who helped out in any way at all the people who donated stuff, there was a list of companies and shops that donated stuff for that breakfast. So that's been very worthwhile. So thank you, everyone who have been involved. Just to remind the congregation that on Wednesday night, we meet for TAP, 7:15 in the upper room. We would love to see you coming along and joining us there. Next Sunday is our harvest, morning service and evening. And just to remind the congregation that we collect for mission at harvest time. And in your little pack of envelopes, there will be a green special harvest envelope. So we would encourage you to prayerfully consider how much you would like to give to the work of mission globally and locally as we seek to be a missional church, both in the village and to have an effect around the world. So please bring that envelope with you either in the morning or in the evening at 6:30. My colleague Andy Galbraith will be the speaker in the evening service. I'm doing two services this Sunday, so there's no way I could do two services 2 weeks in a row. So that'd just be too tiring for me. But Andy's going to come, and he's going to share with us on Sunday evening. And there's a couple of little announcements there. Just for your just general knowledge, it may be for you, it may be for someone else. The Family Care Adoption Service are seeking to recruit folks who would adopt or foster children. So if that's something that you think that you could contribute to, the details are on there. If you think that's something that God has gifted you or is calling you to do, please just contact the folks there, and that's how you'll start to find out whether it is for you or not. And then obviously a big thing in our society is dementia. And there's a quite a big announcement there. I'm not going to read it, but just if you're living with someone who has dementia or have a family or friend or a neighbor, and you would like to find out more about that, there is a training course there in Bangor and Newton Ards. The details are all on there, so read through that. It may be for you, it may be that you can take that to someone else. That is our announcements this morning. We meet to worship God, and I want to read just a few verses from Psalm 18. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation. He is my stronghold. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise. The psalmist then goes on to say, who is this rock except our God? There can be no other rock except God. He then finishes the psalm by saying, the Lord lives. Praise be to my rock. Exalted be God, my Savior. We're going to stand together now and sing about a rock that is firm, and that is God. We're going to sing the BB anthem, I suppose it would be called, Will Your Anchor Hold in the Storms of Life. Let's all stand together, singing to our rock, God in heaven. We're going to come to God now in prayer, and we've got some boys who are going to come up and lead us in prayer from the Anchor Boys.
Dear God, please keep the boys in our baby happy, interested, kind, safe when we meet. Please, God, help our boys become even better at sitting and listening when we hear your Bible stories. And please, God, keep our hunger to learn about you strong.
God, we're sorry for being naughty at times at home. We are sorry for not obeying our teachers and leaders. And Lord, we are very sorry when we are grumpy with our friends and family and friends. But a big thank you, God for forgiving us.
Thank you for our baby company in Grey Abbey, and thank you for our carers and parents which take us each week, and thank you for our carers and parents which take us each week to learn about captains and leaders to learn about you.
Well done, amen. We're going to come to the point now where we actually enroll the boys and the company, so I'm going to make my way down. We may ask ourselves the question, why do we do this? Why do we enroll the boys? What is this enrollment all about? Well, the easy thing would be just to come every Tuesday or Wednesday night to the boys' brigade and just do all the things that you do. But this morning we take the time to say, you are boys in this company, and we take this company seriously. So the congregation will make a promise to pray for you and support you, and you're going to make promises as boys and as helpers and as officers before God. And it's good for us to do this and be reminded of it every year, so that when you come into the BB on a Tuesday or Wednesday night, or when you're leaving your kids off into the BB, that you know how seriously we take this ministry and how much we love the boys, and we love the boys' brigade. The Church of Jesus Christ has been commissioned by its Lord to go into the world and make disciples of all nations. The boys' brigade shares this task as it seeks to present the claims of Christ to the boys of the company. The object of the boys' brigade is the advancement of Christ's kingdom amongst boys, the promotion of habits of obedience, reverence, discipline, self-respect, and all that tends towards true Christian manliness. And as a congregation, we want to express our gratitude to those who, in our name and for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, give themselves to this task. And we commit ourselves to support you in whatever way we can, so that together we will see the advancement of Christ's kingdom and the evidence of true Christian manliness within the ranks of our BB company. I'm now going to ask the officers to come forward. Acting Captain Ronald Walker, please come forward. And Barry Davison, Elaine Boyd, David Thompson, Lorraine Rooney, Lorna Angus, Roberta Kelly, and Jacqueline Long. Now, normally, I get the chance to come into the BB on a Tuesday or a Wednesday night and go over with the boys what they have to say and when they have to say it. But I didn't get a chance to do that with the children this time. So when it gets to the point, you answer, with God's help, we will. Because last year, somebody had to write it down in their hands. They couldn't remember it. So I'm just making sure that you all know what you're going to say. So as officers of the 1st Grey Abbey Company of the Boys Brigade, realizing the responsibilities involved in your leadership as officers, will you, by word and example, seek to advance Christ's kingdom amongst the boys, promoting the habits of obedience, reverence, discipline, self-respect, and all that tends towards true Christian manliness? And will you, by prayer and personal devotion to God, seek to work in partnership with the church and prepare yourself in every way possible for this service? May God grant you the grace to be faithful and to give you success in the work for Him in the Boys' Brigade. God bless. God bless. God bless. She didn't write it down this year. God bless. God bless. God bless. The officers may sit down. The officers just form one part of the leadership team in the Boys' Brigade. There are a number of helpers who attend regularly and help out, so I'm going to call them. Normally, when the years gone past, we've just asked them to stand up, but I want to bring them forward so you can see who they are, and they're going to come up and make some promises as well. So I'm going to call now on Ben Hamilton, Matthew Boyd, Peter Carson, Johnny Kearns, Charles McCartney, and Caleb Rooney to please come forward. So you've seen the dry run. Man, with God's help, we will. Okay. As helpers in the boys' brigade, will you, by your word and example, seek to advance Christ's kingdom amongst the boys, promoting the habits of obedience, reverence, discipline, self-respect, and all that tends towards true Christian manliness? And will you be diligent in your personal preparation and seek to work in partnership with the church to be equipped in every way possible for this service? Well, may God grant you each the grace to fulfill his promise today. And may he give you success in your work for him in the boys' brigade. Good man. God bless. That's a fine set of handshakes there, boys. Well done. Okay, man, you can sit down. Now, boys, anyone else who's in a uniform that hasn't been on their feet, can you please stand? That's you boys in the red. That's you boys in the red. All stand up. And the boys in the blue, all standing up. Excellent. Do you remember your answer? We do. Remember it? Okay. Do you remember it? We do. Okay. So as members of the Boys Brigade, do you promise to be loyal members of this company, to support its aims and activities, and to be keen and wholehearted in all your service in the Boys Brigade? That wasn't bad. It's probably like my school report. Could do better. As members of the Boys Brigade, do you promise to be loyal members of this company, to support its aims and activities, and to be keen and wholehearted in all your service in the Boys Brigade? See, now I believe you. I now believe you. So may God help you, just in the same way we ask God to help the officers, may God help you boys to keep this promise. May God give you the strength to overcome temptations and the courage to be loyal to our Savior, Jesus Christ. Boys, remain standing. Can I ask everyone else just to please stand? We're going to ask the congregation now to make a promise. And I want you to listen carefully to the words of this promise. And if you feel that you can answer, the answer for you is we will, as we promise to support the work of the company. Will you promise to create a community of Christian love through which our Savior Jesus Christ may make himself known through the work of our company of the Boys Brigade? Will you pray for the officers, the helpers, and the boys, that God will keep them sure and steadfast in their knowledge of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Thank you very much. May God give us all the grace to keep our promises this morning. Remain standing, and we're going to sing once again a song that I haven't written down that will hopefully come on the screen. What are we singing, Graham? The Splendor of the King. That's what we're going to sing. Let's all now sing to this amazing God of ours. He is the God who has brought us here today. He has made the BB possible. And we ask him to bless us in everything we do. And as we sing to him, the Splendor of the King. All the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light. We're going to turn to God's Word now, and I think we have some boys from the junior section are going to come up and read for us from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If you'd like to follow that on the Pew Bible, it's page 1153, it's up on the screen there, and this is God's Word. And we say thank you to the boys for reading it this morning. Are you in the right order?
Yes.
1, 2, 3?
Yep.
Excellent.
First Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 to 13. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing.
Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres.
Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put my ways of childhood behind me. For now I see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
Thank you, boys, for reading so well there for us, reading about God's love. And we're going to stand together now and sing about this love. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Let's all stand together. Singing joyfully to God. Jesus' love is very wonderful. It's so high. Now, there's a row of boys there, and if you don't do these actions, I'm going to bring you up to the front. You have just stood here. No, not behind you, Ronald. You have just stood here making promises. Congregation, you have just made promises about God. So the actions are not difficult. This is not like Strictly Come Dancing. It's pointing up, it's pointing down, and it's pointing like that. Jesus' love is very wonderful. From the top, Graham. That was better. We're going to now continue to worship God as we give God our tithes and our offerings. So our offerings will now be received. Let's just pray together. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for our offering this morning. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us the ability to give an offering. Lord, our lives are offerings. But for this financial offering, for this money that we have collected this morning, we thank you, Lord, that we have it to give. We pray, Lord, that we have given it out of love for you and for your kingdom. And we ask, Lord, that you would use this to the best possible way, so that people would know your love through our offering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You're not the baby. Do you think, Ronald, because he left the offering, you can get him roped down every night then? Anything that goes here. One of our officers now is going to come and lead us in our prayers for others. So Lorna is going to come up and lead us as we pray.
Dear Lord, as we bow our heads in front of you this morning, may we still our minds and open our hearts to hear your voice and feel your presence. We thank you for the opportunity we have to be able to freely worship you, something we take for granted, but something our brothers and sisters in other parts of the world are not able to do. We thank you for all the boys of First Grey Abbey Boys Brigade. We thank you for their dedication and faithfulness, Lord, as they come weekly to take part in their programme and learn more about you, Lord, and why you came. We also pray for their families too, Lord. May they show your love in their home lives as well as in school and with their friends. May they be steadfast for you, Lord, stand strong when needed. As we pray for others, we think of our local community, our local emergency services who are on call 24/7 to answer emergencies when required. Please keep them safe. Please be with our local councillors, MLAs and MPs in their daily dealings with each other. May those politicians who walk with you, Lord, be heard, and may your will be done. May this be done with love and not by might. May your sovereign power and authority be evident and the outcomes of our land and local communities. In the world today, Lord, there are natural disasters like the Hurricane Matthew destroying Haiti this week and devastating towns, communities, and families following so soon after the earthquake there 6 years ago. We pray, Lord, that you stay near to the surviving and that they feel your arms around them as they try to build their lives again. We also pray at this time for the people in the world who have been displaced from their homes and communities. We pray that you keep them safe and free from danger until they can return to their land. We also pray for people who bring aid to those areas and may know of your protection and find comfort and refuge in you. As we all have witnessed recently on the news and in the papers, the pictures of children in Syria, we pray that you keep them safe and protect them from things that no one should experience, definitely not children. We pray for their parents and their teachers as they try to keep their children's lives as normal as possible. Loving God, your Son told his disciples to become like little children, much like the little children of First Grey Abbey Boys Brigade, from very young boys to independent young men. Lead us leaders to work for the welfare and protection of all our boys. May we respect their dignity, also that they learn from the Boys Brigade and may flourish in life, following the examples of the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Please stay close to all of the boys of the Boys Brigade companies in Northern Ireland and other companies which have filtered throughout the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm going to come down and talk for a wee minute or two. Some bits and pieces with me here. Now, we're talking about love today. And I know boys love to talk about love. Not right, boys. Girls talk about love. Boys don't talk about love. So, now, what do we see? What are we talking about today? We are talking about, how do you spell it? O. I'm glad Ken's not, well, Ken, don't you look at this here. Ken's an artist, by the way, so. Love. Oh, Ken, you'd be loving this, Ken. I'm just going to go really creative here. All multicolored and all this. Hopefully the camera will pick this up so that the folks out in the other room will see my amazing creation here. Love. And we'll do one. I've already got my fingers all colored. Love. We're talking about love today. There we go. That's amazing. Right, boys, what do you love? Tell me, what do you love? Toys. Oh, toys is good. T-O-Y-S. Toys. What else? Yes. Go ahead. What? You love God? That's a good answer too. We'll go different colours as well. We love God. Yeah. Somebody else? More stuff? Your wee? Toys? That's like a wee. Wee you. Wee you. A W. I. What is it? It's just dash. You. We know what it is. It's a wee you. What about these boys over here? What do you love? Video games. Well, that's like a Wii U, yes, video games. Yes? Huh? Girlfriends. Woo! Ooh, Neil wasn't expecting that. Oh. Oh. Getting very artistic. I'm not writing her name down. What else do we love? Comics. Someone else? Anybody else? Football. Oh, I thought that would come up. So we love football. Football. Somebody said comics there. What else do we like? We see now. What do you love, Helen?
I love motorbikes.
You love motorbikes? Wow, huh? The handwriting started off as like an essay at school. It starts off, the first couple of lines are good. Anybody else? Kenny, what do you like? Tractors. O-R. Any of the boys and girls upstairs, what do you love? Yes, Cameron or Johan, I don't know which one you are, but... What? Pokemon, I can't spell that. That's games. We see this here. Games. We love games. Oh, yes. Rugby. Oh, yeah, there we go. That's a popular one. Rugby. Do we have any, say, what do you love?
The Green and White Army.
The Green and White Army. That's a green one. Football. 4-0. Football, the Green and White Army. Okay, a couple more. Yes. You love reindeer. Wow. Can I this man loves reindeers. Look at this. There. Wow. Isn't that lovely? You love reindeers. You hold on carefully to that. Animals. What about animals? What about just calling it pets? Yes. Pets, that'll cover a lot of answers. Anybody else upstairs there like to give me an answer? Yes. What do you like? Racetracks. Oh, that's my kind of girl there. What do you like? Race cars. Oh, we'll have that one. There's definitely a few boys on here who like cars. Definitely. Wow. That's a lot of stuff. That's a lot of stuff on the board. And we could probably go for ages and ages and get lots of other things that we love. But now, in that Bible reading that the boys read for us, it tells us that there can be things in our lives, and if we don't love those things, they become empty. There was a little list in the first three verses. It says, if I speak in the tongues of angels, if I don't have love, I'm just an old symbol. It doesn't sound like the symbols in here. Give us a symbol there, Simon. Wow, that's lovely sound. Sometimes old symbols go, kh. If we don't have love, that's what we sound like. If we try to do things and help people, and well, there's another one that we didn't write in here. What about family? Huh? We should love family. I love my family. That's my answer. We have these different things that we love, but imagine having toys and not loving the toys. Can you imagine that? Imagine having a girlfriend and not loving her. Imagine having a tractor and not loving it. Imagine going to play football and not loving it. Huh? That would be strange, wouldn't it? But this passage tells us that love is important and love should be involved in all of these things. But this is what it says. Now, I don't know if you remembered the list, but when we love, this is how we should love. Now, this is the list. Now, you want to think about this. It says, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil. It rejoices with the truth. It always protects. It always trusts, it always hopes, and it always perseveres. That's a lot of things that love has to do, isn't it? And this is a lot of things that we have to love. This love's a hard work, isn't it? Sounds like hard work to me. Ben, would you come up and help me demonstrate how love is hard? Yes, Ben Hamilton, yes, you. There's no other Ben sitting there. Do you love music? A wee bit. Right, keep that up. Just keep that up. Ben loves music, so he's keeping that up. Do you love chocolate? Good man. Keep her up there. So he's keeping those two up. What else have we got here? Do you love your family? He loves his family too. Do you love your friends? Come on, keep them up, Ben. Keep them up. No, don't put them into the crowd. That'll be manic. Do you love your wee dog? Ah, he loves his wee dog. Here. What about music? Keep them up, Ben. I thought you were a sporty sort of a man. What else have we got here? Do you love your work? Yes, you do, because you play football for a living. Good man. He loves his work. And keep that one over there. Check yourself, Ben. This is hard, isn't it? You love cars. You've got a new car. You love cars. Ben, what happened to this stuff down here, son? What's going on with this rest of this stuff? School. Did you love school? Maybe you didn't love school. We'll keep that one away at the road. Oh, one more. Sports. Do you love sports? Ben, this is hard work. Do you know what I think? I think there's an easier way to love. And that's if we use the love that God gives us. So what if we put these things into this bag, Ben? Okay. So if we use God's love, even for school, who loves school? Yeah. Does somebody pay them to say that? So, now can we see that when we use God's love, I'm going to try and tie a knot in this some way to keep them from out. Now keep that up, Ben. Now, can we see that it's easier to keep all of these things up when we use God's love? Thank you, Ben. Give him a round of applause. You see, we just sang a wee song there that said that Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love, God's love, the Holy Spirit's love, it's wonderful. And in a minute, we're going to sing another song that says God's love is the best love. Because God's love is the best love. It never changes. You see, our love changes. See, it used to be that I loved certain things and then I didn't love them and then I loved other things. Like girlfriends. You love the first girlfriend, you love the second girlfriend, you love the third girlfriend, then you get to the wife. Some people love football. And then they might think, nah, I don't like football so much, I'm going to support rugby and I'm going to play rugby. And then you stop loving football and you start loving rugby. It might be that you've had a pet cat, but then you think, ah, I don't like cats anymore, I'll get a pet dog. So your love changes from cats to dog. You might be one of these silly people that loves coffee, and then you realize the only thing they drink is tea. So your love changes to tea. Our love changes from time to time, but God's love never, ever changes. And God's love is the best love because God's love is the love that sent Jesus to die for us. Whenever the world became a naughty place, a bad place, God started a plan because he loves us so much. Every one of us in this room, he loves us so much that he sent Jesus to die for us. And whenever we ask Jesus into our life, guess what happens? God's love moves into our life. So it makes it easier for us to love all of these things. Because we can do it with God's love. That list, it's quite a list, isn't it? Whenever we use God's love, we can be patient. We can be kind. We'll not be envious. We'll not be boastful. We'll not be proud. We'll not be rude. We'll not be seeking our own things first. We'll not get cross. We'll not keep records of wrongs when people do things against us. We will not delight in evil. We will rejoice with the truth. We will always protect the people that we love. We will always trust God and love him. We will hope and we will persevere. Persevere means we will get to the very end. But while we have God's love, we don't have it perfectly. God is perfect. We are not perfect. But we can have his love in our lives. God's love is perfect and God's love never ends. That's what it says here in verse 8. God's love never fails. God's love never ends. Can you imagine something that has got no end? Imagine taking your shoelace off and it just kept coming and coming and there was no end to it. Can you imagine something? Can you imagine something that's got no end? Can you imagine something so long that it could stretch out to everybody in this church? Can you imagine something that length? Can you? I'm going to try and help you do that. Because what we're going to try and do now is imagine God's love in this church. Okay, I'm going to walk about, so here we go. God's love's going to start here at the back, and there's David's going to have some of God's love. Here we go, and God's love's going to be put out through this congregation. Okay, try and hold on to it, but don't break the tape, boys. What we see, we'll go down here. Oh, God's love, there you go. God's love's going to be sowed through all the pews here this morning. Great, round the pillar, and duck. And here we go, God's love. Oh, there's a lady strangled, sorry. Ladies, pass you God's love across there, and I'll come around the other side and get it. Oh, I never thought I'd be quicker than God's love. There we go. God loves babies. God even loves you, John. Here we go. God's love has been sowed all over the congregation this morning. Here we go. Wow, I didn't think God's love was so long. Here we go. Here we go. God's love's going to have to come down here. You see, you'd be grabbed for God's love. You don't be greedy. Here we go. Over or under? Under. Here we go. God's love. There we go. We're getting there now, aren't we? We're getting there with God's love. There we go. God's love. God's love has been sowed. Oh, hold on. God's love needs to go upstairs. Hold you that on. God's love. God's love's nagging me this morning. Here we go. Take God's love there and pass it over into that corner. No, just that's it. Pull it there. Pass it forward there over and there we go. God's love's going to go way over in here as well this morning. Oh, I'm down. Pass God's love over into the corner carefully. Here we go. Pass it forward one there again. That'll do. Come on, come. Keep it coming. Watch the baby. There we go. Okay, I've got it. Let it go. Good man. Pass God's love away over in there. Whew. I'll just take a break here. Chat amongst yourselves downstairs there, folks. We'll be with you shortly. Go ahead. Pass it forward there. Into that next one. Yeah. I think we're trying to. Here we go. Be careful now, boys. Don't be breaking God's love. Awesome. Where are we at? Back over into here. Get it away over in there. Sandra, what time's the tea going to be ready? Don't break it. Just pass it forward. No. Excellent. God's love. Here we go. Right, boys, let me pass you a wee second. Here we go. Now, can we pass God's love? Oh, here, hold on. What about you? Jackers, oh, Graham, sorry. Pass that love away in there to that corner. And hold you there a wee second. Don't let it fall to it now. Over or under. This is under, under. I think it's under all the way. Under. Oh. Oh. It's not broke, it's not broke. God's love. Where's God's love now, big fella? Oh. Dropped it. This isn't over. God's love. There we go. Even the musicians get God's love. Wow. Hold that there. Solid ground needs God's love. God's love. There we go. Preach. Preach twice today. I wonder if I make it back in again. That's good, you're all still here. So God's love. There's still some left. How far would it go? I think that's far enough this morning. But this is the thing. Did you see the size this was when I started? Huh? After the service, Linda's going to take this all the way around the village. But it started this size. Didn't it start this size? It's got smaller already. And if I was to go around the church again, I think we would probably run out of tape. But God's love never ever ends. If this was God's love, it would be the same size as it was at the start. There you go. Here you go, man. Reindeer antlers on the ground. If this was God's love, it would be still as long as it was when I started. You see, we can't really show or fully understand what God's love is like because we've got nothing that lasts forever. We've got nothing that lasts forever. And there's a time coming, and in the passage it says, there's a time when things will cease. There's a time when things will end. There is a time whenever perfect love is going to come. This is what the Bible verse says. But when perfection comes and imperfection disappears. When perfection comes. That is the time whenever Jesus is going to come back. Jesus came and died for us. He went up to be in heaven, to be at God's side. One day he's coming back. And it says here that we can see now like a poor reflection in a mirror. Imagine whenever you're doing your hair in the morning, boys. Yo, there's nice hair there. That was done this morning. Mine wasn't. But when you look in a mirror, you can see yourself. But imagine looking in a mirror that was all dirty. It was all scratched and really old. You couldn't see yourself properly. That's how we love now. We can't really love perfectly. But when Jesus comes back, it says we will be fully known and we will fully know. We will be seen by Jesus and we will see Jesus face to face. And we will be in the presence of perfect love. We will be in the presence of everlasting love. Forever and ever and ever. Has everyone got their hand on a piece of tape? Carefully try and just reach your hand over and get your hand on a piece of tape. Now, everyone here this morning has got their hand on that piece of tape. So although the piece of tape has got a beginning and it's got an end, we all have our hand on a piece of tape. So what we can say is it's possible for us to have a hand on God's love. And it is possible for everyone here to have a hand on God's perfect love. And be ready for that time when Jesus Christ returns. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for your perfect, everlasting love. And Lord, we ask that everyone who is touching this tape this morning would know that you love them enough to send Jesus to die for them. And that you would love them to be with you for all eternity in heaven. And Lord, we thank you that it is possible that when we ask Jesus into our lives, that we will have that love. And we pray, Heavenly Father, today that everyone here, the BB boys, their parents, their grandparents, their brothers, their sisters, we pray that everyone here today would know Jesus Christ as their own true and personal Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God's love is the best love. Now, I have thought this all through, right from the writing it on the board, to the balloons in the bag, to handing out the tape. I don't know what to do with the tape now. So, we'll maybe break it in a few places, and some adults will maybe just gather it up in a ball, if you know what that means. So we can do that very quickly. Here, thank you. Well done. Good girl, Rose, thank you. Right on, thanks. Whew. Now you see, there's love for you. William loved me enough to know that I'm out of breath, and he's brought me a drink of water. Thank you, William. God's love is the best love. So we're going to stand now and sing about the best love that we can know. And we want to sing it as if we really mean it. Sing it as if we really know it. And boys, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, your officers will talk to you about that. And anyone else that's here this morning, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, and you've had your hand on that tape, and you don't really know what it's like to know the love of Jesus, you can know that this morning. And we would love to spend time with you. So come on, there's a few people around who've got little badges. But speak to anyone and they'll point you in the direction of somebody who can talk to you about that this morning. Let's all stand together and sing God's Love is the Best Love and remain standing at the end of this. I'm going to pronounce the benediction, and then we'll sing the national anthem. And then if you want to just take your seats while the boys leave, and then you'll get them up in the hall. Now, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and remain on each of us, both now and forevermore. Amen.